coming up on All Access.
Sunday Night Football, fellas!
Welcome to Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Oh,
yes.
Close to the
wire to wire!
Deion Lewis!
Touchdown, Patriots!
How you doing? Great win.
Tune Taylor
game. What about him, baby?
Man, that's a hell of a job.
Thank you.
How do we feel?
About victory number 7. Oh!
Burkhead, right up the middle for New England.
Yeah, it's been great. Just coming in day one, whatever role they see me fit, working my best to do my best in that role.
Since Tom Brady wins his first Super Bowl, it starts to be really, really fantastic what they are doing here in Mexico.
The Patriots' road trip continues south of the border as they take on the Oakland Raiders. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. I'm standing in front of Chapultepec, the biggest park in Mexico City. We have a special show for you tonight with reports from Foxborough, from Colorado Springs, and, of course, here in Mexico City. To kick things off, let's look back at the sights and sounds of the Patriots' impressive win in Denver.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Hey, fellas! Sunday Night Football, fellas!
Welcome to Sports Authority Field at Mile High.
Fellas, let's go, Slate. Get us, baby. Let's go.
Appreciate all y'all. Yeah. All y'all got special gifts. I'll let these gifts shine tonight.
Big plays on three. One, two, three.
Big plays.
Let's go. Let's go. We got to keep it up front. Up front. Let's go. Score. Score, Mexico. Let's go. Everybody keeps talking about the back half of the year. That'll be good if we don't come to play. This is our time. This is our time to take over. One, two, three.
Allen's punt is short. It's recovered by the Patriots.
There you go.
Brady throws over the middle. Catch by Burke. Touchdown.
Let it go.
Hey, way to capitalize, boys. Way to capitalize.
Big. Great way to start.
He's going to be blocked with Burkhead.
Game ball, Joe Judge.
They get the field goal to increase the lead.
I like the way you're playing. I like the way you're competing, but that's all we plan. We're playing this exactly the way we need to play it. The thing we got to do, we get down there, and now we got to finish some drives and get touchdowns. You're holding them off good, and that's what we're supposed to be doing here right now.
We're doing a good job of staying on track, okay?
Yeah.
No penalties, no long yardages. We've had some short distances. We just got to keep playing the game that way, you know what I mean? That's what we want.
We don't want them to get the ball back now.
Brady throw down the middle for Gronk, makes the catch, throws it right, catch by Duane. Touchdown, Patriots!
Now go out there and finish this strong. That's what good teams do.
They finish strong, okay? Let's not let up. Come on, let's finish the right way.
Throws it left, White with a catch into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Special teams.
Here we go.
It's Kraft.
How you doing, baby?
Kraft, how you doing? Great win.
Good.
Thanks.
Way to go, baby. That was awesome. Way to go, baby. Nice job. Toons, hell yeah, bro. Way to battle, baby. Way to go.
Let's go work, guys. Let's go work. Big, let's go. Let's go. Max on three. One, two, three. Max.
All right, man. Congratulations. There's a lot of good things here. A lot of good things. Good week. Okay. Good start to the week. Good week of preparation. All right. Good job of coming out here and being focused and having a mental toughness to go out there and do what we had to do. All right. How about one penalty? How about one penalty? Great complementary football. Offensively, got production from everybody. Running game, passing game, receivers, tight ends, backs, had a lot of production tonight. Defensively, big turnover. All right, red area stops, situational football, and special teams, that was a hell of a job. And that's a hell of a job. All right, let's enjoy this one for a little bit. All right, but then we're back to work here tomorrow and get on these Raiders, okay? All right.
How do we feel?
About victory number 7.
Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm Scott Zolak with some great stuff from Denver, especially with the special teams. All three phases, great win. Here's Coach Belichick with the plays of the week.
Well, I thought this would be a good week to talk about special teams in the Denver game. And first play we'll look at is the our first punt of the game. And down at the bottom of the screen, Slater's getting double-teamed on the vice. Up at the top of the screen, John Jones is singled. And so he'll be a first guy in on the play. Nate Ebner, the personal protector here, is going to get double-teamed as well, and that's going to allow Hollister to come free. So after the punt, you can see what happens here. We've got the double-team on Ebner right there, double-team on Slater right there. But the two guys that are singled, well, Jones is singled and Hollister's free, they're the ones now that have to come through and make the play. Denver's elected to double-team two of our best players, but that's freed up two other guys. So Jones is the first guy down, makes a hit on McKenzie, and then Hollister's right there to recover the fumble. Next play is this is a return, the only return we had in the game. All the rest of them were touchbacks. Most of the time, these kickoff returns start with a double-team block. So here's the double-team block right here. And then the circle is Batamosi taking the fold over player. So they're trying to run a twist here between the what we call the two and the three and the four. The four comes outside. The three goes inside. Batamosi does a good job of tracking him across the ball and knocking him outside. Here's the wedge. This is James Devlin and Dwayne Allen in the wedge. So they're two for two on the wedge. Slater seals the backside. And so right here we have, again, kind of the whole backside here sealed. And now Dion's got a good running lane. It's him and the kicker. Does a really good job here of beating the kicker, keeping his balance. Stays in bounds here. Booker pushes him out, tries to push him out. But, you know, really good job finishing the run by Dion. Excellent blocking. You want to try to get the runner into space. Dion, now it's up to him. He's got to make some yards on his own. He does. Breaks one tackle, outruns another one. 103-yard kickoff return. Good play by Dion. Good play by the other 10 guys to get him started. Really, big play in the game. Change momentum back after that field goal. The punt block by Burkhead came off a return look. So we only have six players in the box here. We have a double team up here on the top on the gunner and double team down here on the bottom on the gunner. And kind of making it look like it's going to be a return, but then we rush off the return. We had a little twist going here, and so when Ebner loops around, Carter who's the this player right here, who's initially blocking Burkhead. When Ebner loops around, he gets a little confused on the protection and comes off of Ebner, or comes off of Burkhead to take Ebner. And then, you know, Rex does a good job right here dropping his pads and getting to the block point, making a good clean block. This was a, you know, good physical play, one that we always like to see from our coverage units. Once again, Steve gives us a good kick, and they put McKenzie back to return this kickoff. Trying to run a middle return here to, you know, get some field position right at the end of the half, maybe get out and kick a field goal. Trevor Riley puts exclamation point on that. He comes in and does a nice job of using his hands, separating off the block, and making a hit there on McKenzie on the 15-yard line. Really a big hit. His blocker, I know, oversets him a little bit to the outside. Trevor uses his hands, sheds the block, and makes the hit. A great, great form tackle. It's a great job by our special teams, and as well as our offense and defense against the Broncos, but we certainly got a lot of big plays out of these units, and you know, those guys work hard. They really deserve the success they had.
Coming up on All Access.
Catch by Burkhead to the five, runs to the goal line, tackled by Stewart, but into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
We sit down with versatile running back Rex Burkhead.
It was the preparation throughout the week that I think really helped us out.
And later, find out how America's number one sport is translating south of the border.
In Mexico, we love American football, and we call them because for us, football is soccer.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, presented by Geico. We are here in Mexico City, but the Patriots spent the week in Colorado gearing up for the Raiders game on Sunday. Dan Roach fills us in on the business trip for the Patriots.
The Patriots again tying a franchise record with a 12th straight victory on the road.
It was mission accomplished for part one of this week-long journey for the Patriots, thanks to their dominating win in Denver. No time to savor the victory, though, as the Pats moved on to Colorado Springs, where the Air Force Academy and its some 4,200 cadets played host while they prepped for their next opponent.
It's pretty impressive what those guys go through and how they come out, and they're so tough and how disciplined they are. And, I mean, they have to be with the jobs that they do.
All part of a good week of team bonding for the Pats, even for Navy man Joe Cardona.
You're surrounded by each other, and it's great for building the team. And, you know, I can't think of a better way to do it than at the Air Force Academy. Well, maybe at the Naval Academy.
After playing in the Mile High Air of Denver, the Patriots practiced this week at Air Force, which is 7,200 feet above sea level, to get ready for Mexico City, which is almost 7,400 feet. Yes, it's an adjustment.
Towards the end of practice, you could kind of tell, it's like, all right, I'm kind of used to it. It's good now. Not as good as I want to be, but it's a lot better than when I first started.
So you could feel it?
Yeah, you definitely could feel it. Y'all didn't feel it walking up the hill?
All the time, but oh, we're not in shape. Next up for the 7-2 Patriots, the Oakland Raiders, a talented team fighting to keep its season alive.
This will be a great challenge for us. They throw a lot of different looks at you, and I mean, we just have to be really prepared, and everybody has to be pay attention to the details so we can go out there and try to get a win.
And finally, Mexico City. 22 million NFL fans, 80,000 plus at the stadium. So let's leave it up to Gronk to sum up what should be a special atmosphere to play in.
It's going to be something different. It's going to be something fun.
Any message for the people of Mexico? From
my old message, Yo Soy Fiesta, baby.
Yes, only Gronk can sum it up. All right, this will be the 30th NFL contest outside of the United States. As far as the Patriots go, this will be their third international game. In 2009, they beat Tampa Bay in London. 2012, they defeated St. Louis, also in London. With the Patriots in Colorado Springs, for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Wow.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. I'm Megan O'Brien, and I'm pleased to now be joined by running back Rex Burkhead. I wanted to talk to you about joining the New England Patriots. It's your first year here. The first couple weeks, you were a little bit beat up, but what has your acclimation process been like to joining this team?
Yeah, it's been great. Just coming in day one, the team's been great, just welcoming me. Just learning how things are run, the expectations every day, and just learning the offense and picking up anything that I can to help the team out. And whatever role they see me fit, working my best to do my best in that role.
Now, you played a lot of roles on Sunday night against Denver. We saw you run. We saw you catch. We saw you come up big in special teams with that blocked punt. How indicative was Sunday night's performance of your role on this team?
It was huge. But, you know, I think the coaches did a great job putting us in positions to make plays. And whether that was on special teams or offense and even for the defense, you know, they had a great game as well. So it was the preparation throughout the week that I think really helped us out.
You talk about off the field as well. This week, an opportunity to gel even more as a team, spending time together in Colorado Springs. What advantages come out of a trip like this?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, like you said, just opportunity for the team to get to know each other, you know, even more. We're with each other everywhere we go here, traveling. You know, we're staying at the hotel together. So it's a good opportunity just to get to know, you know, other guys on team you maybe haven't been able to talk to as much if they're on the defensive side or whatnot. So it's just a good opportunity for us and, you know, looking forward to for another week of preparation.
I heard that you're actually named after Rex Chapman, the Kentucky Wildcat great. And I don't know if there's going to be any pickup games, but you have a background with basketball, I'm told.
I do. I was born in Kentucky. That's where my family's from. And so I was named after Rex Chapman, like you said. My dad actually played against him in high school. And, you know, he went on to play at the University of Kentucky. So that's where the name Rex came from.
Any pickup games set up for you guys this week if
no,
you have some downtime?
No, nothing weak. I don't think any chance of injury, you know, can be involved with that. So we're staying away from the court.
Rex, thank you so much for your time. Good luck against the Oakland Raiders, and we'll be back with more on Patriots All Access.
Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, welcome back to Patriots All Access with Head Coach Bill Belichick as I sit in for Zoe on assignment, so you're stuck with me this week, Coach. Congratulations on victory number 270, now tied with Tom Landry, third all-time in NFL history. Safe to say that's the most complete performance by your football team this year?
Yeah, I thought we did a good job in all three phases, Bob. And we got good production from the running game, the passing game. Run defense, pass defense, all the special teams units. We had a lot of players step up and play well. It was a very good complimentary game.
You've already taken us through some of those pivotal plays on special teams. Do they demonstrate just how important every phase is every week?
Well, and how important every play is every week. You never know when the big play is going to come in the National Football League. And so, you know, you just want to do the best you can on every play. But when you get those opportunities to block a punt or return a kickoff, you know, being able to capitalize on it is key.
And is there an impact beyond field position or even on the scoreboard in terms of the psychology when you get a sudden change play or a return after the opposition has scored?
Well, yeah, again, it creates that field position and a scoring opportunity for the for your team, either offensively or if it's a return. And that can be a big momentum play.
We're sitting here in Colorado Springs. When you saw the schedule in the spring and looked at Denver and the Raiders in Mexico City back-to-back, what led to the decision to stay out here for the week?
Well, we had you know, people in the organization, in the operations, that looked at different options, and I think this is a great option, the Air Force Academy and Colorado Springs facility. This is, you know, obviously a training site for the Olympic team, so there's a lot of great advantages to training here, and so I think it'll be a good week for us. And the location was good. We could bus down after the game, so we didn't have to fly somewhere to do it. So worked out fine.
And as someone with ties to a different academy, nonetheless, how special is it to have this opportunity to practice at the U.S. Air Force Academy?
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity, and you know, to be around the discipline and the regimen and the leadership and so forth that comes at the academy with the people here at the academy. So it's a privilege for us to be able to work here and to be able to utilize their facilities and interact with the great people of our military at the U.S. Air Force Academy.
Of course, the business this week is to prepare for the Oakland Raiders. They went through a rough stretch after 2-0 start, but they have seemingly righted their way coming out of the bye at 4-5. What are your impressions of them?
Well, they're a very explosive team. They've got explosive returners in the kicking game, big legs that can change field position, explosive receivers, tight ends, quarterback, of course, Lynch at running back. They've got a very strong front, dynamic pass rushers with Irvin and Mack. So they can really score on any play.
Marshawn Lynch came out of suspension to score 2 touchdowns, of course, in a season out of retirement. What kind of a difference does he make with that Raiders offense?
Well, it's not over till the whistle blows with him. He has great balance, leads the league in yards after contact, as he has for the last 4 or 5 years when he's played. He's very hard to tackle. He has tremendous balance and lower body strength. He also catches the ball well, so he's a threat anytime he catches the ball, or anytime he touches the ball. And he's, he really brings an energy and a toughness to their team that they have anyway, but he, pushes it up there a level higher.
All right, time now for Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. It comes to us from at Hutch. With 2 weeks at altitude from 5,200 feet in Denver to 7,300 feet in Mexico City, how much extra attention do you have to pay to conditioning, hydration, and even recovery?
Well, those are pretty big things for us anyway, so we'll pretty much stay with our same routine and kind of let the conditions take care of themselves.
All right, if you'd like to ask a question of the coach, follow the Patriots on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB. Bill, all the best against the Raiders. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks, Paul.
Coming up on All Access,
Bill Belichick spotlights another pair of edge rushers on the Belastrator.
Mack and Irvin are both very fast, very explosive.
And we'll check in on an eventful week in Colorado Springs for the Patriots.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, official shave of the New England Patriots. By the Massachusetts State Lottery. Visit a lottery retailer today for the new 5x champions ticket. And by Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner.
The Middlesex League and Stoneham High School to congratulate head coach Bob Almeida as our Patriots High School Coach of the Week.
Congratulations to you guys, to you all.
The Spartans beat Hamilton Wenham to reach the Division VI state finals.
I know how hard you guys have worked. I know what you demand of you guys, and I know the kind of work that you've put in to be successful over the years.
Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. The Patriots Charitable Foundation will make a $1,000 donation to the Stoneham High School football program in the name of head coach Bob Almeida. Congratulations.
1, 2, 3,
this player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access South of the Border. The NFL fan base is expanding globally, and Mexico is no different. Earlier this season, we sent our cameras out to find out how much they love the Patriots and American football.
Brady.
I started since I was a little girl. My family is a big football fan. I really enjoy sports in general, and NFL is, it's my entire life.
Pues todo surgió en mi familia. Realmente siempre han sido apasionados del fútbol americano.
When I started to watch NFL, it was with Joe Montana and all the amazing plays that they are doing. So if I have remember, the football is very, very part of our society and our sport.
Touchdown!
Yo me interesé mucho en el fútbol americano a partir casi de los 11, 12 años. El primer momento fue cuando mis papás me compraron un balón de fútbol americano, un pequeño balón de fútbol americano, y yo jugaba bastante con mis primos. De ahí empecé a, a enamorarme del fútbol americano.
Like neighbors, we are very keep in touch with all the things that happen in USA. And in Mexico, we love American football, as we call them, because for us, football is soccer.
Ejemplo, recuerdo que desde que nací hasta la edad de 5 años, lo único que conocía era fútbol y después de ahí empecé a escuchar más de fútbol americano. Recuerdo siempre cuando nos reuníamos para ver repeticiones de juegos y sentir esa emoción de ver el balón volar, de ver las grandes tacleadas, entre otras grandes cosas.
The game in general, I think it's art.
Estamos precisamente en el medio.
Touchdown! I think that when you understand the whole game, the strategy could be the most interesting part of the game. All the time you are with the adrenaline that something important is going to happen.
Pues todo surgió con el partido de la edición 36 del Super Bowl, el primer Super Bowl ganado por los Patriots contra los Rams de San Luis en ese entonces. Recuerdo que yo tenía 6 años solamente y estaba con mis padres y mis primos, lo vi y dije, wow, es un equipo increíble, esa patada, esos 3 puntos que hicieron que todos se volvieran locos por ese campeonato.
I'm a very hard Patriot fan and I started 10 years ago. With, you know, this season, 2007, it was a big season for us. You know, the kids loves the teams that won, no, that already won. So I think the Patriots in the last, a little more than a decade, since Tom Brady wins his first Super Bowl, it start to be really, really fantastic what they are doing here in Mexico. The game in Mexico is like the biggest event that we have in the year.
Se pueden traer equipos aquí a México, que es algo muy importante, ya que México tiene grandes fans.
I'm really excited for them to come in November and just watch games, and I really enjoy them.
Que estén aquí en México se me hace algo muy bueno, algo que de verdad yo, al menos como fan de fútbol americano, siento que es increíble.
Excitante. Es muy, de verdad, es muy excitante, ya que para mí sería un honor ir a este partido que va a ser entre Patriotas y Raiders. Patriotas es mi más grande pasión. Y bueno, es muy emocionante y muy excitante tenerlos aquí en México.
Denver Broncos to begin this two-city swing from Denver to Mexico City to take on the Oakland Raiders in the AFC West.
For the opponent spotlight, brought to you by Geico.
in Colorado Springs with the Patriots. I'm Megan O'Brien. Next stop for the team is Mexico City, where they will take on the Oakland Raiders, a team that was a preseason favorite to challenge the Patriots for the AFC Championship game. Now, Oakland sits at a 4-5 record coming off of their bye week, and while Derek Carr and company say they respect the Patriots, they are not intimidated.
It's not a scary thing, you know, to play them. You know, they're the next team on the schedule, so let's not make it something that's not.
We can play with anybody in the league, but we've got to play better, or you're going to have a rough day against a guy like Tom Brady. So that's the challenge. The need to not let Tom be comfortable is important. I think that's the biggest thing. It's easier said than done.
They're good. They're well coached. They got first-round picks all over the field. You know, I prepare every game like they're the number one defense in the league, and we got to go at them, because if you don't get ready for them, they will be.
Having played in Mexico City last year, Del Rio and Carr expect a playoff-like atmosphere on Sunday, and they're confident that Raider Nation will make it a difficult afternoon on the Patriots. We'll send it over to the studio with Scott Zolak and the Bellastrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Here, ready for the Bellastrator, Mexico City, and the Oakland Raiders. Coach, take a look at a punter here.
Yeah, we usually don't have the punters on the highlights here.
Oh, come on. You do a lot of those. Is this guy left-footed? He's got to be left-footed, right?
No. You know, King's a very athletic punter. He runs a lot of fakes, and a guy you really have to be conscious of on as both a holder on field goals and on punts and fakes, but has a huge leg and can change field position. So here's a good example of the his ability to change field position. The ball's on the 20-yard line against the Redskins. You know, knocks it all the way down here, wow. End up with a block and a back penalty. So, you know, ends up being a 70-yard net punt. Holton, wide receiver, number 16 on the tackle. Again, good punt, good coverage. Again, it's hard to cover those kind of punts, but this is a very fast and athletic Oakland team, very good in the kicking game, good at coverage, good on the returns, good on field position. But this King is an athletic guy. He can change field position big time.
Huge for a game on the road, and especially playing a neutral site like Mexico City. You never know how the crowd's going to be. Those are big kicks.
Yeah, absolutely. Cordarrelle Patterson is an excellent kickoff returner. They also use him some offensively on plays like this. You know, get the ball to him, catch and run plays. In this case, he runs a jet sweep and doesn't need a lot of space here. Just, you know, sees an opening, splits it. Now gets in the open field, you know, beats Boston on the cutback, goes 50 yards for a touchdown. So very explosive team, very dangerous on the returns, on catch and run plays, on deep balls. And then as we move into defense here, very explosive on the pass rush, particularly with these edge rushers.
All right, Coach, I know they have great edge guys, especially with Mac and Irvin on the outside.
Right, 52 and 51. These guys are very dangerous. They put a lot of pressure on the edge. They're strong inside. But the edge guys, these are Mac and Irvin are both very fast, very explosive, really hard guys to block. So you can see how quickly the pocket collapses here.
Chargers too. I mean, similar to the Chargers type front, you know, with the edge you got off with Bosa and those guys.
Yeah, like, it's been like that every week.
Wow.
Yep. So you know, here's the Jets, and this is Mac just, you know, powering through two guys, the tackle, and the back's trying to chip in there. He just runs right over him. Here's a good look at it from the end zone. So this is Mac on the defensive left, Irvin on the right, and of course they'll flip sides, so everybody gets a shot at him. But here's Mac coming, you know,
two guys
through the tackle, through the back, and just, you know, takes McCowan down for a big sack. Now it's long yardage. Now it's, you know,
draw,
just more,
yeah,
yeah, just more on second and third down.
That's fun for Josh.
Third and nine. Again, Irvin, Mac, a lot of pressure here. This is Irvin down at the bottom. Big power rush. You know, the Chargers with Rivers trying to step up in the pocket. There's just no pocket to step up into. Irvin just walks him back. Irvin's one of the fastest players in the league. But you can see here he's got a great speed to power rush, can really knock the line of scrimmage back.
So we'll mix it up. I mean, he had his hand down to play before. There he's standing up. So you got, it's not like you could get a beat on him.
Yeah, and their four-man line, you know, normally these two guys are the ends, and, again, they can be up or down. But you know, just like you said, it's been Mac and Irvin. It was Miller and Ray last week. It's Bose and Ingram the week before. It seems like it's two of these guys every week, and these two are outstanding with their speed, you know, again, and their power, which really makes it hard when you have to, you know, handle both types of rushes. There's just nowhere to throw the ball there. And of course, you know, here's Mac comes in at the end just to clean up the quarterback.
No, good even measure, the coverage so. Is good, too. So it's just really no check down there.
Nope.
So, all right. Good luck, Coach. Second to two in a row. Go get them.
Thanks, sir.
There you go. There's your Bellis Trader. More Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing excellence through the power of teamwork.
How would this ring look on your finger?
Super Bowl champions, open your rings now.
Win your very own authentic Super Bowl ring. It's the same ring as the team received, with all proceeds going to charity. Go to patriots.com/ring raffle for details.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. We have a special roundtable discussion today here in Mexico City, and these guys know football. Carlos Rosado is to my left. Ricardo Garcia is to my right. Both these guys will be calling the game.
Yep.
They both work for Fox.
That's right.
Well, before we even talk about football here in Mexico, I want to talk about the Patriots and the way they came off that game in Denver. You guys watched that game.
Yes, we did.
They're becoming more dominating as the weeks go by, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the defense is playing so great. Last three games, they were doing a great job on the red zone, allowing only 28% of the teams to score. And also, they only allow 36 points in three games. So the defense is going to start in step up, and the offense is great.
They just roll.
I love it how they play and how they use their personnel and how they move in the formation. So I love it. I like a lot the offense.
We can't forget about special teams. That's one third of football, and they managed to recover a fumble on a punt return.
Right,
got the chance to score and a kickoff too. Blocked the kick. I mean, that's a big part of Bill Belichick football. And when we talk with him, and he stresses out that there are three departments inside a football team. You can do very good on offense, try to play good defense, but also special teams. Your position on the field, recover the muff. Try to provoke the other team to commit a mistake, and then have that opportunity to set up a good field position so the offense can, you know, in a short field, raise the score. That was a big part also of the big win they got in Denver last week.
And speaking of Denver, you know, I want to talk about the elevation because the elevation goes even higher here in Mexico City. In Denver, we were 6,000 feet, and now it's over 7,000 feet.
That's right, yeah. We're talking about a 1,000 feet difference between Denver, Colorado, and Mexico City. So that's big. So, I mean, I understand why they took the time to stay in Colorado Springs, try to, be ready for the altitude. Because here in Mexico City, both that and also the pollution plays a big part in, you know, how your
the pollution.
That's right, how your body works.
And how you breathe.
That's right, it is.
Interesting.
How
big are the Patriots here in Mexico City?
Oh, they're big. Oh. I have a football store, so I
you
sell.
You have a football store?
Yeah, and everybody from, I am 20 years old, 25 years old, they're all Patriots. When I got the jerseys, they go so quick. So there are a lot of fans from the Patriots and the new generation. They love Tom Brady.
We three are about the same age. So,
right?
So we remember the Michael Jordan era. We can compare Tom Brady to Michael Jordan. A lot of the fans that the Patriots have in Mexico, what Carlos is saying is correct. I mean, they are fans of the Patriots, of the Pats, because of Tom Brady. And that's the same thing used to happen in the 80s. You remember that with Michael Jordan.
Sure.
There were a lot of Chicago Bulls fans
that
because
traveled.
Of Jordan.
No question. And they travel with the team and they follow him wherever they go.
That's right. That's right. He became number one all over the world in sales. Because of the image he projected. And I think Tom Brady does the same thing. I mean,
Prediction time,
okay.
Yeah. You guys are calling the game, but I'm going to put you on the spot. Prediction time, what do you think?
Okay, 35, Patriots, Raiders, 14.
35-14, that big of a spread, huh?
Yeah,
he's calling 35-14 Patriots, what do you say?
Oh, man, I think it's going to be a lot closer than
you
that.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. It's going to be a high-scoring game, in my mind. But I'm going to say a 38-35 game. It's going to be down to the last minute, down to the wire, and I see the Patriots winning the game.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much for your predictions.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
And have fun calling the game.
Appreciate it.
It should be fun.
Enjoy Mexico City.
I will. I'll do exactly that. Well, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access from Mexico City. I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody.